This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 7 after the hour, Thursday, the 9th of August. We have almost one complete full week under our belt, Jennifer. Month of August. Jennifer Horn is here, excited about the days as they pass into the night. Victoria Keene, that sounds very prosaic, doesn't it? Very romantic. The days quickly pass into the nights. I'll write a poem about that. I'll do it. Well, Jennifer is bringing us the trending
story. I don't understand why you guys do that.
What, poems?
No, pass through your life. Poetry. Oh. Maybe you should write some poems. You've got too much time on your hands. You're wishing away
your
time.
I don't have any time on my hands. That's the problem with my life. There's no time on my hand. I have no time. It just goes one to click to the next thing. All right, speaking of next thing, let's find out what the next thing is that people are going to be talking about today, Jennifer.
Well, they might be talking about their favorite subject, which is, any guesses?
Food.
Russia.
All right. What happens in Russia?
It's always fun.
What happens in Russia stays in Russia.
That is true. Some of the time, those secret meetings, they do stay under wraps. The United States has said that they are going to, that we are going to sanction Russia in a new round of U.S. sanctions to condemn them for their illegal activities in the United Kingdom. Remember those spies that went down? It was like a classic case of espionage where there was some former double agents that had been poisoned by a nerve agent. Well, the United States had already responded to that with a set of sanctions and had expelled some diplomats from the country. But now there is a new round of sanctions being announced that will be implemented starting today on Thursday. Now, Vladimir Putin and Russia have responded to this and have called these things draconian and unfriendly and are not too happy about these sanctions. The first will target U.S. exports of sensitive national security related goods, comes with deep exemptions, and many of the items covers have already been banned by previous restrictions, but the second will cover certain things coming out of Moscow. So this is a statement that seems to make Theresa May very happy. She was talking out as the leader of the United Kingdom, saying that this shows that we stand in solidarity against the bad behavior of Vladimir Putin and Russia.
Bad, blad, vad.
I just love bad, him saying blad. Anything that... that anyone else is doing is draconian. It's like,
right.
Really? You guys wrote that book.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. So, Jack Dorsey, who runs Twitter, has decided the best person to speak out, this focus on Alex Jones and whether he ought to be on Twitter or not. He said that he will not ban him. Even though he has peddled a lie suggesting that the Sandy Hook massacre was not really what it was. There were child actors and anyway, he's I'm sort of surprised that Sean's biting off into this, frankly. I never saw Hannity as a conspiratorialist, but he seems to be.
Well,
didn't he have
I don't
Alex
think
Jones
anybody's
on the
a
other night?
I don't know, but I don't think any... I don't know. I can't speak for Sean Hannity. I didn't see his show.
No.
But I am not a fan of Alex Jones, but I sure as heck think that he doesn't get to be shut down just because he's saying something that some people...
Well, but that's what happens in this politically correct world of ours. We all ought to know him for the low life that he is. But do you shut him down? People who... There's too much of this going on in this country. You want to shout down people you don't agree with. And it's happened on the radio. It's happened on television. It's happened in speeches on college campuses. It just happens too much. You either have it or you don't have it. Suck it up if you don't like them. Or stay away from wherever the people are that are speaking about things you don't want to hear. But you... Shutting people down is like going after folks with their advertisers on TV. You have the right to do it, but is it right for people not to be able to? There are some people who want to watch that stuff. or listen to it. And so we can, I think the best way to expose these people is like a cockroach. You shine a light on them and they run away. But not by shutting them down, because if you shut them down, who knows what they really were.
Fuel, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I don't see that as working, frankly.
Anyway, well, he looks like the victim in all of this now, and so I think it's a counter. No, I think that Alex Jones. Now, Twitter said that they're not going to block him, but all of the other platforms have. YouTube's pulled him off. Facebook's pulled him off. So it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I understand if you're going after everybody with the same heavy-handedness, that's not what is happening.
No,
while these companies get to run themselves however they want, I think if you're going to say you're a platform that celebrates freedom of speech, then you need to treat everybody the same way.
Mm-hmm. And that's not being done. So, good. Let's see. Other people in the news today. Max Nikias, is that how you pronounce his name? N-I-K-I-S, who's the president of the University of Southern California, stepping down, resigning as the president. He had agreed to do that a month or so ago. This is the focus on the school and how it handled accusations of sexual misconduct against a former campus gynecologist, Dr. George Tyndall. A lot of lawsuits have been filed against him and the university, alleging that he made lewd comments, touched patients inappropriately during their exams. What the hell is the matter with people? What do you think?
That's a big story here. I know.
Yeah, I know. So the Department of Education is in on it now. Member of the Board of Trustees is now the interim university president, Wanda Austin. So these people's careers have been ruined by a guy who's a perv. And there's so many of these. This guy will end up, like, what's the doctor that was it Missouri or Minnesota or wherever the heck it was? He got 100 years
Michigan.
Times 50 or whatever it was, Michigan?
Larry Nassar, yeah.
Yeah, Nassar. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't a doctor. He was the team. What was he?
The
trainer.
The trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what is it that these people get? Go get a movie, for God's sakes.
Well, I think it probably goes a lot deeper than that. But I know.
Well, of course it is psychologically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it does. Yep. All right. Speaking of psychology, ladies, losing weight sometimes is a psychological battle. I was noting this morning the story of a fellow who named Anthony Brown, who lost 180 pounds, and he's a part of a series now on Yahoo. It's called Weight Loss Win. So imagine he weighed in at whatever he was. He lost 195 pounds over the course of the last 4 years or so. He had diabetes, so he had to, in order to live, lose the weight. And he talks about how he did that. One of the things that is in the focus on him is how much exercise he got and how he lost. He weighed 375 pounds. And so he lost the weight by exercising and taking a lot of protein supplements, which is what Calitrin is. It's a protein, natural collagen. It's not a substitute, it's the real thing. A lot of people are taking things that are substitutes. They think if they get any kind of protein in their body, it's going to help them. Well, it doesn't hurt in the sense that it really helps you push the fat out and develop more muscle. But the thing about Calitrin is it has a natural digestive enzyme that works with the collagen to help you digest what you're really trying to do with the collagen is add the protein to your body that will be most beneficial in your gaining muscle and pushing the fat out. And collagen peptides have been proven to be effective, the best way of maintaining weight. No adverse effects whatsoever. This guy had all kinds of things, procedures and that sort of thing. But when I saw him, I thought, there are a lot of people who need to or want to lose a lot of weight. So if you're looking for the right way to do it, the number one healthy choice, you want to do it the healthy way, is to use Calitrin. Calitrin and collagen go together sort of like love and marriage. You know, but, well, yeah, I guess that's a fair analogy. I would like you to help yourself. If you decided you want to lose weight and you want to do it safely, you don't want to go to Jenny Craig or some of these other companies, I understand the appeal because they fix your meals for you, do all kinds of things. But this is straightforward support for losing weight. You lose the weight, you keep it off, go to toploss.com, 10% off anything that you buy using the DJV code. DJV at toploss.com. Can't buy it anywhere else. Folks at Calitrin know that you really are serious about it when you get involved. Their 30 years experience shows them people who really want to lose the weight and keep it off, people who are serious, are the ones who come to them. So call them for some advice, 833-TOP-LOSS, or go online and order the product. It's called Calitrin at toploss.com. For the special discount, use the code DJV.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just $1 or less. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limits apply. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The number 11, significant in two ways today. Police in Cincinnati are answering for the police tasering of an 11-year-old girl who was accused of shoplifting. The store owner called the police. The police went in and immediately used his taser gun on this 11-year-old. And now the police say they are, quote-unquote, reviewing their policies. Is it because we examine these things more closely now? Or have these things been going on, this kind of stuff, forever and a day?
Are they admitting now that their policy is to tase an 11-year-old?
Yeah.
Essentially by saying that, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what it says to me, anyway. Why? All right. The number 11 also is the factor in what's going on in New Mexico. You heard the story about this compound in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico. 11 emaciated children discovered there, they were taken out of the compound. But I think we did touch on this.
They were being trained how to shoot, you know.
Say again?
Schools,
they were being trained how to shoot up schools,
yeah,
by Muslim terrorists.
Right.
And the actual link comes from the guy who was an unindicted co-conspirator, Wahaj, I think is his name, from the 1993 World Trade Center attack.
Yeah,
his son actually killed his own son, and he was the one that's how they tracked him to New Mexico, because he was like 3 or 4 years old and autistic, and so they tried to put him through the paces, and eventually all they found was his body, in addition to these 11 other kids being trained how to do school shootings.
Yeah. What?
Unbelievable.
It really is. How do people... Is that part of the human condition? Have we always been that warped? Or are we just getting that way because of... We are advancing our society.
Well, when the enemy is... When they think that God is telling you to do this stuff, which is what they think, then what higher power do they need to advise them?
Hmm. Well, how do you get them off of it because there's no higher power? And that's the thing. It's something to look in the mirror and say, thank heavens we're not there. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. You
the most exciting thing on the radio today, as we focus on our Throwback Thursday feature, you know that music is such an important part of our lives. We devote 4, 5, 6 minutes to it every hour of the DJV show. And this is my opportunity to shower you with my singing, should I feel motivated to do so. Number 5 from this week in 1968 belonged to Gary Puckett. The group was the Union Gap. Lady Willpower, he's the one who sang the song about being 16 and all the stuff that you wouldn't be able to get away with today. In essence, really. So, but his voice was very consistent, very strong. Crank it up, Kara. We hear a little more of Lady Willpower. Off the pot, lady. Alright. Number 4 this week in 1968 belonged to the Bones. This is something that was so much fun to watch these guys on stage perform Jumpin' Jack Flash. Rolling Stones. Guys jumping around on stage, can't you just see it? Does this do anything for you, Victoria, this song?
Oh, I'm a huge Stones fan, yeah.
Yeah, right. This
love
is
them.
Good. Yeah, seeing Mick jump around out there. You know that Ronnie Wood has an interview show on Access TV. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh,
I don't
my
have
God.
Access, though, so I'd have
oh,
to look it up online somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Well, it's... It's dead versus alive. He's got somebody he's interviewing alive, and he's pretty much dead. And so it's, yeah. Gives
well,
new meaning.
He must well, still be doing something because he's got twins from like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, right. He's doing
he's
something.
He's more coherent than Keith, though. So
yeah, he is. Yeah, you're right about that. He's in the middle as far as coherence is concerned
right.
with the Stones. Okay, moving into the fellow's name who recorded the song is Donovan Leitch. He didn't like his last name, so he just went by the name Donovan on the label. Number 3 this week in 1968 was a song called Hurdy Gurdy Man. It makes no sense at all, but listen and see what you think. And this is the beginning of the psychedelic era.
Sounds very psychedelic.
It is, yeah. But no, it didn't make any sense. It was just noise. Hurdy gurdy girl, hurdy gurdy girl.
How did this become a hit?
How did it go out? Because people were anything that sounded psychedelic was selling. You could anything. Yeah, anything at all.
So
all
right, and smoked up a lot and listened
to right. That's what it is. It's all smoked up and hyped up, jumped up, LSD'd up, whatever it was. A lot of that. All right, number two this week, 1968. Remember, again, this is the era of beginning to be professionally stoned. There was a lot of variety in the music. Fifth Dimension were number two this week. Stone Soul Picnic was the song. A good the group, actually, Great Philadelphia Sound, but some of the, yeah, I don't know, I never understood this. Listen to the lyrics and see if you can figure out what they're singing about. Maybe they just felt like everything was about being stoned and they had to get in on the action.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Number one belonged to the Doors. Song spent 2 weeks at number one. Hello, I love you. Will you tell me your name? This is a great, great, but more, you know, referencing the drug culture at the time. Jimmy Morrison was stoned out of his mind most of the time and was dead by the time, what was it, 26, 26? Remember that 26 club?
Yeah, 27, right.
But there still was some great music that came from these guys, and this is one of those tunes. I've always loved this song. Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? This is the first time electronic stuff was used in music, too, during this era. All right, so there they are, the top five songs from this week in 1968 here in the DJB Show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are the automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota may stop importing certain models if the government imposes tariffs on foreign cars. Tariffs could add 10 to 25% on the cost of a new car. Toyota's reaction may be to increase the price of new cars to cover the cost or just stop importing some models that don't make sense. So what Toyota cars are built outside the U.S.? The RAV4, the Prius range, CHR, Land Cruiser, Mirai, Forerunner, and the entire Lexus lineup. They could all be subject to price hikes or cancellations. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Kellitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Kellitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of Western New York charged with securities fraud for alleged insider trading involving an Australian biotech company for which he serves as a board member. Collins says he'll mount a vigorous defense.
As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman denies the indictment and its timing are in any way politically motivated.
We bring a case when the case is ready to be brought. That being said, we are cognizant of the prudential concerns surrounding an election, but here we are months away from the election, and those concerns do not apply.
USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube Storage Units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The challenge of dealing with daily reality is something that we have to face every time we come to you, and this Thursday is no exception. It's the 9th of August. Victoria, what are you watching for us? What do you have your eye on?
Well, some really sad news out of Hollywood. Superman actress Margot Kidder, who passed away suddenly in May, the coroner's report came back and has said it was a suicide. And this was something that is was surprising, because she would, I think it was even just the day before she died, she was doing a radio interview, and mm-hmm. she was promoting an appearance at a Comic-Con type convention.
Yeah.
And no other details have been released, but they said that the official ruling is it was a self-inflicted drug and alcohol overdose. And that's from the
I think she had a lot of trouble, didn't she, during her life? She seemed to be
I think she had been in and out of rehab. She had definitely had some problems. I think she also talked about battling mental illness during her life. Yeah. So I guess it's not really a surprise. It's just extra sad.
No, right. On the opposite end of the spectrum, somebody that doesn't have those problems but yet did have a pretty big problem this week is Jennifer Garner. Have you seen some of the pictures? She went kayaking in Sweden with her oldest. They're getting ready to, all the kids getting ready to go back to school. So apparently some of the younger kids are with her former husband. And now she takes this 13-year-old out on a really looked like an interesting kayak excursion. I've talked about my daughter yesterday went kayaking with my grandson for the first time. And he was scared stiff till he got out, and then he had a lot of fun. And this looked like it could be a lot of fun as well, except they got themselves lost. The trip went awry. She had to be rescued after getting lost.
Uh-oh.
She was on Instagram to show pictures and explain the moment. She writes, on a pre-middle school sneakaway with my eldest, did I get us lost in a kayak? Yes. Did we paddle as hard as we could for 100 hours and end up in a shipping lane? I'm afraid so. Did we have to be rescued?
Shipping lane? Oh,
yes.
My God. That's really dangerous.
It is dangerous. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Yikes. This is something very, very interesting. Daughter never complained. And so there were... I just, you know, you go out on some of these things and you wonder what's going to happen. But she's so together. She's done a lot of crazy stunts in the movies and TV shows that she's done. So she's up for most anything. You can see that. And they love outdoor activity. You can see that. She is doing a series now for HBO called Camping. And, it's supposedly a comedy series with David Tennant. I don't know who he is. First series role since she was in Alias. Actually, other than that, she's done all movies since then. She's
well,
okay.
HBO's got that going on right now with the drawing in these huge names in Hollywood, but doing a limited series so they can. It's almost like filming a movie.
Yeah. I mean, she's in another. Well, she does. I think she's got a movie coming out as well. She's been a very good parent, and I think that's been one of the things she and Ben Affleck have worked hard to keep the kids normal and have some sort of a normalized relationship with them, which is to their credit, frankly. I think
it's hard to do in Hollywood.
Yeah, it sure as heck is with everybody on you all the time.
Yeah.
Let's check in with some food news, shall we? I was studying for my farm show. You know, I do a show called The American Family Farmer every week, and you can find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. If you don't happen to hear it, there's a podcast that is archived there, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So I'm always interested in studying things going on in agriculture. And if you throw back in the historical sense to the beginning of the agricultural revolution, we were foragers, the same as many animals today who go out looking for food. And at the time we were foragers, humans were foragers, the secret to our success, that is, how you kept yourself from starving, was the varied diet. And as I study what farmers eat and what goes on the farm, there is a focus on what we're eating. Limited food, unbalanced diet, that sort of thing. But if you go back to people who live on the land and who have made their life's work to be agriculturalists, the people who lived on wheat, potatoes, rice, because a lot of times that was all that was around. You know, you grew wheat, so that's what you ate. You grew potatoes like the Irish, that's all they ate. You grew rice, if you were Asian, that's all you ate. So they didn't get all the vitamins and minerals and other nutritional materials that you need. As a matter of fact, I look back at what was reported as the typical peasant diet in China. Ate rice for breakfast, rice for lunch, rice for dinner. That was it. So there were all kinds of problems with rickets and stuff. People weren't living very old because their bones had no strength to them. The peasant, as we refer to them. I know, that's kind of a... Doesn't that sound like if we use that term today, it does has a real negative connotation to it, doesn't it? Peasants, you. Peasant, you.
Yeah.
Well,
peasants don't really exist anymore, right?
No, not really. They were replaced by the feudal era. People that lived on farms and were growing food, and they gave most of it to the lord of the manor, and they kept a little for sustenance for themselves, and that was it.
Right.
A lot of people lived on berries and mushrooms. That's it. Snails. There were people who lived on turtles, rabbits, onions. I'm just looking at some of the menus that people lived on because it's all they could grow or all they could forage, all they could find. Imagine having a complete breakfast, lunch, and dinner meal every day of rice. Or having a morning, noon, and night meal of berries or snails, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just that's what they could find, so that's what they ate. And that's one of the reasons people didn't live very long. We have extended the variety of foods we eat courtesy of what happened in the Industrial Revolution, the beginning of supermarkets, the beginning of food stores, the beginning of being able to go to one place and get your food. That started in the Industrial Revolution, the corner supermarket, like in the big cities, New York. But if you're in rural America at that time, you're still growing what you can and you're eating what you grow. That was it. It wasn't until after the Dust Bowl, after what happened in when we had the Depression of 1929 and then the horrible weather of the early 30s when nothing could be grown, that we were figuring out how to make food. Did you know that the processed food revolution began as a result of what we couldn't grow anything in America? In 1929, 1930, 1931, very little was grown anywhere.
So, why is that?
Because we had a drought in this country
that
made pretty much all of the plains, that's why they call it the Dust Bowl, because the plains, what we now consider the breadbasket of America, that was all just dust. There was nothing that was growing on millions and millions of acres of land because we had a three-year drought. And the land basically blew away in many places. The only thing that stopped it from going further than it did was the Rocky Mountains.
Wow.
The winds were blowing the dust into the mountains, into that area. So anyway, but when you think about it, it makes sense. If all you have, if you just grow one thing, or that's all you know, you grow corn, maize. That's what the natives lived on. And because that's all they had. And look around at anything else, any other regions, and people will only exist on... I'm surprised we survived, actually, when you get right down to it, because most of the food that we have access, or had access to, or our ancestors did, wasn't very good for us by itself. Once we started mixing things up, then we became healthier and we lived a lot longer. The average person, when you go back to the early years, 20, 30 years old, that was it. They either died of malnutrition, or they got eaten by whatever was around there, looking for something to eat.
That. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The conditions were just so incredibly harsh. There was no modern medicine, and there was a lot of other reasons that, you know, we didn't live that long. But
right.
But you know, but a lot of nutritionists, going back to like the paleo diet, saying that we've gotten so far away from what our original diet was, which was exactly what you're saying. You eat what you grow, and everything was in season.
Yeah.
There was no, because we didn't have refrigeration. We didn't have, you can get strawberries all year long. That didn't exist. And
no.
A lot of people argue that even though we didn't live longer because of those other circumstances, that we were actually healthier.
Well,
living
it
that
wasn't
way.
The exposure to a lot of the things that were exposed.
And nothing was
remember,
processed.
The double whammy. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
processed
chemicals.
Food started, and really, well, they started in the 30s, but didn't really take hold until after World War II. That's when...
I blame the 50s for all of that.
Oh, yeah. The 50s was all about that. Yeah. I love the 50s, but it's crazy times.
Ugh.
Best day of the week to buy groceries. You go shopping on the weekend or during the week? Kara, are you a weekend shopper or a weekday shopper?
I am a shopper whenever I feel like going to the store. Sometimes really? It's the weekend, sometimes it's the afternoon and the week. I will tell you when it's better to shop, though, or when there are way less people there. And that's the afternoon in the middle of the week.
Yeah. That may be as far as the, if you're going to save time and move fast because there aren't a lot of people there, that is one way of looking at it. But if you're looking for the best deals, super shoppers go early or late. Because the early, I like to go on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock because the stuff is out fresh and you get, you know, you're there before everybody picks it over. Frankly, you go to the end of the day, yeah, you might not have a lot of people there, but have you ever looked at the counter where the grapes are sold at the end of the day?
Sad bags of grapes.
Oh, my God, yes. And that's true of all of stuff. Look at the bananas or anything like that, anything that's fresh. So, if you shop on Tuesday, wine is pretty cheap. Wednesday is buying bread and beer. That's the cheapest for that, according to this study.
Huh.
Let's see here. Big on snacks. Thursday's a great time to get some money off. And Friday, if you buy produce and ice cream, 1% cheaper. But you don't really save a lot. 1-2 points sometimes. Always keep in mind that a lot of products go on sale Wednesdays and Thursdays. So those are the best day, actually, to go shopping. Middle of the week and early in the day. So who does that? Anybody you know?
No.
No. I don't know anybody who does that. But it's the way to do
but
it.
But I don't ever plan, and I should. That story is exactly like...
You go to the store hungry?
We all should be planning.
What happens if you go to the store
hungry? That's the worst. I know, not to do that. That is really bad.
Yeah,
you end up buying stuff you just, you're craving at that moment, and usually it's higher in salt and sugar is what you're craving.
Yep, exactly. All right, so I have to eat all that stuff, and you gain the weight. Time to knock it off. Calitrin is the way to do it. The benefits of Calitrin. Yeah, there are all kinds of explanations. When you order your first bottles of Calitrin, they'll send you a booklet that explains how Calitrin works. The fact that you take four of them before you go to bed, after you've eaten your dinner, give yourself a couple of hours, then take this and then go right to bed. And you will find the health benefits to be really fantastic. What happens with Calitrin is it replaces the fat in your body using collagen. So if you're exercising, you develop much more lean muscle, lose the weight because it pushes the fat off. That's basically the way it works. It's a protein supplement that will assist you and your body in burning off the fats and the sugars, because sugar makes fat. That's what it is. You drink a lot of alcohol, you're going to get fat. Eat a lot of sweet food, you're going to get fat. All of that stuff. The body produces collagen naturally, so when you're younger, you don't really put the weight on. As you get older, the production diminishes, and you need some help. So supplement with Calitrin, whose main ingredient is collagen, which is protein. Protein helps you build muscle, pushes the fat out. That's how you lose the weight and keep it off. This is a program, once you get on it, you're going to want to stay on it because it'll keep you trim and slim. That's what I'm doing. And you can do what Uncle Dougie does by going to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal. It's toploss.com, 10% off, plus a free bottle when you buy three. Use the code DJV. Toploss.com to lose the weight and keep it off. Burn off those calories in the safest way possible. A lot of people are getting shots now to lose weight. Did you see that? I saw an article in one of the medical journals about people, this special stuff.
Shots of collagen?
No, shots of stuff that's kind of like what you get if you take those power drinks. All the caffeine, a shot of almost liquid caffeine that makes you crazy, but it helps you lose the weight. Good Lord. Don't do that. Use Calitrin at toploss.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the announcer for this year's Oscars, and presenting the award is Chuck Curry, our movie man. He's going to be in charge of the jokes and the fashion. You're going to be in charge of how the ladies get dressed, Chucker, and we'll have a few jokes as well. All right, so we have the music from the Oscars, focusing now on movie moments, movie news. Chucker, what's the deal?
Well, I don't know if you read the Voting Academy came up with two major changes for this year's telecast, which is getting a very polarizing response via the Internet. One is actually a good idea. They're going to cut the running time to around 3 hours. Some of the technical awards are going to be done not during a live production, which I think is a good thing. I mean, the people who get those awards are probably complaining because they want to be on TV. But the Oscar telecast for many a year, for the most part, in much large segments, has been a bore. So they want to streamline it, something like they do with the Golden Globes or the Tonys, which would make for a much better telecast. But the even bigger news, which has really not been defined, I don't like the idea. Most people don't like this idea. I find it almost maddening that they're going to do a popular film category, which really will make the awards itself irrelevant in a lot of ways.
Isn't that isn't that what we all have been saying? To make the awards
that.
For the movies
Black
that people
Panther,
actually go to
Wonder
see.
Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. If you go back, say, 34. Here's what's the problem in the industry. Right now, what they're making, there's two types of movies being made. There's a massive tentpole movie that costs $150, $200 million to make. And then the more adult-oriented stuff, which you go to see or I'll see via the art house circuit, is a lower-budget fare. that is getting a lot of these Oscars in the last few years. Like, give you an example. 2 years ago, movie Moonlight won the Oscar for Best Picture. It was the budget, I think, was $2 million. I like that film, but I don't believe it should have won the Oscar for Best Picture. If you go back 20, 30 years and you look at movies like Broadcast News or Kramer vs. Kramer, these movies were, or a movie like Network, which was nominated for Best Picture but didn't win. These movies were really good, adult-oriented movies with good scripts, but they were not $2 million movies. I mean, the studios threw money at these films, so they had high production value. And then you had movies like Titanic, which won the Oscars, swept the Oscars in 1997, which is a massive movie, cost like $200 million. So that won the Oscar. That's a big-budget movie that won the Oscar. You had Lord of the Rings, I think the third one, Return of the King, won the Oscar for Best Picture. So it's not unprecedented that big movies have won Oscars, have been nominated for Oscars, but now the industry's so split, which is massive big budget movies and very small independent movies, there's very little in between. That's why they're making this change. And I do believe that the network that has the Oscars, ABC, wants Black Panther to be very relevant at this year's Oscar ceremony, so they've come up with this category. So my question would be, can a movie be in both categories, or is it going to be completely split? Are they going to do it by how much a movie cost, how much a movie earns at the box office? I don't like it.
We'll see how they handle it. They may mess it up, may do it the right way, because there's some movies that obviously would fit into both categories.
True.
Right.
Like a movie like, I agree, like a movie like Wonder Woman deserved to be recognized, and it really wasn't. So it's a catch-22. I don't know how they're going to do it, how this is all going to play out, but why they're doing it.
But maybe in those cases, Chuck, maybe Patty Jenkins, who directed Wonder Woman, she'd be the perfect director choice for one of the popular movie categories. You know, maybe
probably.
It wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be a James Cameron type of thing, but she obviously did a phenomenal job at the helm of a huge, huge movie. Yeah. So that would be the right category for her, maybe.
But having said that, if you take 10 nominees, which now they can do up to 10 nominees, why wouldn't they just be able to put Wonder Woman in the 10
best picture
nominees? They don't do it because they're shoehorning all these small indie movies into the cat. But this is really the studio's fault for not backing or throwing decent money into smarter scripts. They're leaving that to the small independent. So, like, they're producing movies for $5 million, which were really, they really should be throwing $30 million into a lot of these movies, and they're not doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
I see Jessica Chastain and Eddie Redmayne are in talks to star in this film about Charles Cullen, the serial killer. I guess Redmayne is probably playing the serial killer. What do you think
probably.
About that pairing?
I think it's a really good pairing. As I told you the other day, I'm a big fan. I think she's one of the best actresses working in the business right now.
All right, you got 10 seconds for one of the good stories.
I'm going to go see the movie Meg tonight with Jason Statham, and I'm going to let you know what I think about it tomorrow.
Horrible. Right now, I'll tell you, it'll be horrible.
Big shark.
Yeah, eating everybody, scaring the hell out of everybody. That's Chucker's line. Chuck Curry on...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.